You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
The Knicks are back in the NBA Finals for the first time in 27 years.
Clean sweep.
Man, they look pretty good. And they will play the winner of Oklahoma City and San Antonio.
Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift on the sideline.
They were. In ridiculously short seats. Did you see that? His legs. Kelce's.
Those aren't short seats. He's just a huge
his
man.
His legs went like all the way out into the court, which I thought was very funny. And then did you see over the weekend, Salvi tied George Brett's home run record at Kauffman. So not overall total home runs away and home. But Salvi,
he's be close.
Oh, it's a handful. He's got left. What is it?
Six
seven
or
eight?
Seven, yeah.
Yeah, it's a handful.
Six, seven.
It's so exciting.
Is it 6-7, 6-7?
Stop it.
Six,
stop
seven,
it.
Six, seven.
Stop it.
You're so hip.
So
I am hip.
Stupid.
It is so stupid.
Are the Royals trending better now? I stopped watching again because we went right back to worst team in baseball really fast.
Little bit of a dip. Little bit of a dip. And game was so exciting yesterday. They were so close, really close. You know what I didn't know? And I'm not going to start rattling off the stats because I'll be wrong, but I will tell you this. We paused and then went back on the DVR because they put up a graphic about Bobby Witt Jr. That
God,
was
so good.
So,
he is so good.
But do you really know how good he is? Because I go, wait, what did that say? Go back. And it was basically this square box over the baseball action, and it said he is number one in boom, 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 overall.
Like in the American League or in the major
leagues? I think overall, and then it said he's only number two in this stat next to this one person who's the best to ever do it. And it was one of those graphics
like
that's
currently
so—
currently or all time?
Under the age of 25. That was the graphic.
See, baseball keeps the weirdest
under
stats.
The age of 25. But Scott, let me see if I took a screenshot of it because we went back and I said, rewind that. Why do we say rewind still when it's a DVR? But I did say rewind.
Because you're rewinding the recording.
It was, hang on, let me see. Did I do it? Did I do it? I thought I took a screenshot of it. He was the six or seven different metrics number one under the age of 25. And he was only number two in one stat. And we're just so lucky to have him. We just are. Makes me happy.
Okay.
I just want to win more for him.
You know how he could be even better? If he took a bunch of performance-enhancing drugs like the athletes
we'll get to that.
At this coming
all
Vegas
right.
event.
We'll get to that in a minute. Before we do, guess who is joining us in studio on Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock?
Not me. I'm going to be in Nebraska.
You will not be here. I believe Michael Mackey will be in studio.
Mm-hmm.
But joining us in studio, even though you're not here, is
vitals.
Okay, eyes on your own basket.
Young homeowners turning into their parents love rules.
Come on, man.
Let's go.
Everybody knows you're not supposed to put yard waste in the trash
bin.
Let's
go.
It's a thing.
There's dedicated RV parking around the back.
No, we're not leaving a note.
It's okay. You don't need a ticket. There's no one waiting.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents.
See?
But we can save you money when you bundle home and auto with us.
Technically, these onions count as one item.
You're literally the only one who cares.
Yep.
Not your trash, not your...
Can't believe you're bringing
Dr.
in Bill
will be in
when on... I'm gone. I want to see him. I love him.
Well, cancel your golf outing.
No, you could work.
See him that bad. Hey, and by the
Dang.
Way, I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that.
And stay down.
By the way, when you talk to him, ask him about golf. He has gotten...
No, he's a huge golfer.
But like recently, in the last like maybe year and a half, he has really gotten into it.
Mm-hmm. He played, proud of him. He played Augusta not too long ago. Not during the Masters, of course. But,
no, he's not that good.
No. But anyway, Bill Glass will be joining us in studio. Dr. Rick from the Progressive Commercials. Old friend of mine from KU, he will be here on Friday at 3 o'clock.
Okay. You should bring in your old man robe.
Please don't.
Dan, I got rid of that robe.
Did you really? Oh, yeah. The one with the holes in it.
Mm-hmm.
It was time.
Well, you can still bring the new one.
All right, tell me about the All-Drug Olympics, please, because Sam tried to tell us about this story, which I didn't even think was a story, because I looked at him and I said, that's not a story, that's an SNL skit, like an actual Saturday Night Live skit.
They're called the Enhanced Games.
Okay.
Go ahead, Sam.
Oh, I don't have the details in front of me. I just know that my friends and I have been talking about this for a very long time, that it would actually be more entertaining if you had a separate league of just guys that were all juiced up. Like, I would watch more baseball if they were hitting 540 bombs every time
just
they got
allow
up to the plate.
It. Just well, allow.
I want to see that ball bounce off of I-70 every single swing.
We call that the 90s.
Exactly. Mm. Juice it up. Let's
when McGuire and Sosa and Barry Bonds.
So it was actually Scott that found the story today out of Las Vegas about the enhanced games. They are bringing what my friends and I have joked about for years to reality.
It is a one-day competition. It's going to be held in Las Vegas, of course, including sprinting, swimming, weightlifting.
We'll come back to that.
You're not only allowed to dope, you are encouraged to dope.
You know what's going to be really funny is if they don't actually do better than the clean athletes.
So the prize money is $250,000 for each event winner. And if you break a world record, even though you're on steroids or PEDs or whatever.
And it wouldn't technically count as the record.
Correct. It is $1
million. $1 million.
If you break a world record. Yeah.
Got it.
Actually, we have some sneak peek footage.
Thank you.
For the weightlifting finals, Kevin.
Dennis, getting ready to lift now is Sergei Akhmudov of the Soviet Union. His trainer has told me that he's taken anabolic steroids, Novocaine, NyQuil, Darvon, and some sort of fish paralyzer. Also, I believe he's had several cocktails within the last hour or so. All of this, of course, is perfectly legal at the All Drug Olympics. In fact, it's encouraged. Akhmudov is getting set now. He's going for a clean and jerk of over 1,500 pounds, which would triple the existing world record. That's an awful lot of weight, Dennis, and here he goes. Oh, he's pulled his arms off! He's pulled his arms off! That's gotta be disappointing to the big Russian. You know, you hate to see something like this happen, Dennis. He probably doesn't have that much pain right now, but I think tomorrow he's really gonna feel that, Dennis.
It's got to be a big disappointment for the big Russian.
Sam's literally out there in the newsroom, and he's like, it's like an all-drug Olympics. And I go, are you talking about Dennis Miller and Kevin Nealon in like one of the funniest Saturday Night Live skits of all time?
Also, apparently, we're a little behind. The enhanced games happened over the weekend.
Who won?
Christian.
Common spelling?
Gokolomiev.
No. Try it. Go ahead and give it a shot.
Gokolomiev. Kolomiev? Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with the Russian pronunciation and just go with Kolomiev. Got a $1 million bonus for setting the world record.
Okay.
In what?
A swimming event? The 50-meter free swim. Yeah. Good job, Christian.
So I would like to rescind something I said earlier on the program today, which is very rare that I do this.
That is correct.
But at the top of the show, Scott had mentioned there were people when he was paying respects to his late father with his mother at a national cemetery on Memorial Day, that there were some like rowdy people a few headstones down, and they were yucking it up and laughing, and
they were arguing too.
They were arguing, they, you know, like 10 or 11 people. And I said to him, why didn't you say something? Mm-hmm. And Sam, immediately you were like, no, I don't know if I would do that. I have to be consistent. You're absolutely right. You should not have said anything.
Of course not.
Because we are surrounded by crazy people.
Mm-hmm.
There is a 75-year-old military veteran.
Oh, yeah.
Who has died after he asked a DoorDash driver to slow down. That's all he said. Yep. Slow down. The DoorDash driver sucker punched him. I'm assuming he fell back, hit his head. He has died. And when I read that during a break, I thought, I just said to Scott, why didn't you confront the people that were being inappropriate on Memorial Day at a national cemetery?
Yeah,
until you get jumped by 10
people. This is why. I mean, you even said it was just you and your mom.
Well, and there were probably 10 or 11 of them.
Yeah.
And, you know... I've given up with the idea that we have decorum. I mean, if you can get into a fight at a kid's, you know, elementary school baseball game.
Kindergarten graduation.
That's exactly what I was trying to remember. Thank you. at a kindergarten graduation because somebody has reserved too many seats.
Well, she did reserve too many seats.
Well,
but...
and that's true. But and they were being obnoxious and annoying and, dare I say, disrespectful. But for me to say something is we don't live in a world where there is restraint.
The DoorDash driver in question, by the way, who later turned himself into police, 40 years old. I don't know why that surprises me. It shouldn't. Grown ass man, sucker punched an elderly man, military veteran who has now died.
These millennials are just getting out of hand.
Okay,
aren't they?
40 years old is not a millennial, Dan. That's a Gen Y-er. I guess that would be a millennial, isn't it?
Millennials.
They changed the name. That's right. You're right. You're right. I'm wrong. Yeah,
the oldest Gen Z is 29.
We call them geriatric Gen Zs.
Or Sams. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Not looking to make this a topic, but I do want to update it. They have charged that idiot in Pleasant Hill who went to a Price Chopper over. This is so sad, Scott.
And the story right
surveillance
now.
Video bears this out where they are saying this guy got out of his car with a long gun and just immediately turned.
Alan Prince
shot a woman who was just there, who just stopped at the grocery store, shoots her, shoots one of the kids that was working there, like 16 years old. He's out in the cart corral. He's out trying to bring the carts back in, shoots him. And then as this is going on, two good Samaritans who are coming out, or one of them, I think, was in their car and saw him pull the weapon out. They have their own weapons and they go pin the guy down and hold him at gunpoint until police arrive.
Motive?
Other than he's an idiot. I have no idea. This almost reminded me of the mass shooting at Ward Parkway that year. Remember that the guy parked his car, got out, killed the woman who was parked to his left and the guy parked to his right. And witnesses say this guy just drove in, sat there for a second, got out, and started shooting.
The decedent is Amy Kuhn, 45 years old, from Strasburg.
45-year-old woman just trying to stop at the grocery store on her way home. He faces one count of first-degree murder, two counts of assault, three counts of armed criminal action.
He shot himself,
but
failed.
To shoot himself, but is alive at a hospital. Anyway, it's just... so sad. And I feel so bad for anyone who works there and that poor teenager. Yeah. They do say the teen kiddo is in good spirits. I love this. And that his school resource officer visited him in the hospital yesterday. So we wish a speedy recovery to him.
Amen.
Pleasant Hill had not had a homicide in 20 years.
Is that a fact?
Something like that, yeah.
Does not surprise me.
Residents, this is also from Channel 41, residents near Kansas City Stadium, which is Arrowhead, but when FIFA comes to town, the World Cup comes to town, they have to change the name. It can't be called Arrowhead. Residents who live near Kansas City Stadium will need a free temporary parking permit to get in and out of their neighborhood during the FIFA World Cup 2026, which runs from June 11th through July 13th. The permit requirement applies to residents living between Blue Ridge Cutoff and Ditzler Avenue and 43rd Street and 44th Street.
You are surprised because?
I'm not surprised.
Read that as they're shutting down the outer roads on the, what would that be, the east and south sides of the complex. I'm assuming they're shutting down the other two outer roads, but there aren't any houses on those two.
Right. Bunch of businesses, but no homes. Not surprised at all.
There's going to be a disruption.
For sure.
In the areas around the sites. I think most people by now understand that if you are in an impact zone.
And when Bill Glass is in on Friday, Dr. Rick from the Progressive commercials, he'll be coming with Kathy Nelson.
Good.
who is in charge of the sports commission, largely responsible for Kansas City getting the World Cup, or at least a portion of it. And these will be things we're going to talk about. I'm not convinced, and this is not a dig on Kathy or the sports commission or anything, but we are now less than a month away from the World Cup coming to town. And I don't think that this city has been prepared.
Oh, I think behind the scenes they're prepared.
No, I agree with you on that.
I think your average everyday Kansas Cityan's like, what? Yeah, we know it's coming. I've seen the merch in the stores. Mm-hmm. I mean, even our Hy-Vee has FIFA merch.
Yeah.
But I don't think your average person that doesn't live right near one of the sites, do they really understand what's coming? I don't think so.
No, they don't. And I think there needs to be a PSA campaign that starts yesterday, that starts reminding people what is going to come to town. Because you have to keep in mind, you cannot park at Arrowhead Stadium, except for a handful of ritzy ritz people who are going to be able to buy parking permits at Arrowhead.
Very expensive.
Very expensive. That's right. Most of the people that are traveling to these games are going to get there by walking or by taking buses. And these buses, we're talking about hundreds of buses per match that are going to have to traverse 435 or I-70. And these games are being played at night, 7 o'clock at night, 7:30 at night, whatever it is. And so people are going to be on these buses at 4:30 in the afternoon, heading out to Arrowhead Stadium, and it is going to cause some traffic issues, no question about it. And you have to keep in mind, it's not just the site, and the site being, quote, Arrowhead, but we have four teams that are going to be based in Kansas City. Three of them are in the top 10 worldwide.
But I want to know, honestly, Scott, if you're listening and you live in Pleasant Valley or you live in pick any city that's not Lawrence, or you don't live by the stadiums.
Right.
Let's say you live in Lee's Summit.
Okay.
If you don't work downtown, I don't think this is going to disrupt most of us at all. Unless you have business in, on, or around
Prairie Village.
Definitely Prairie Village over by
that's
Verbena.
That's where the English team is going to
be. Yes, and I'll tell you this. I had brunch there with Libby yesterday. Mm-hmm. I love that old Meadowbrook complex. I just love what they've done over there. And the team is staying there.
KCK with Argentina.
And I heard one of the workers say that they are having to basically just shut down because, and this is, this was
shut
his,
down the hotel?
Yes, this was his quote because I think they have England, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said, it's been described to us like having multiple Taylor Swifts in our building every single day for a month.
Correct.
He said, that's the one thing he said we did not realize when we first started out down this road, because the English team is going to stay at that fabulous hotel at the old Meadowbrook Golf course, where Verbena is. He said, we have been told. The inn. Thank you. He said, we have been told, picture it like you have multiple Taylor Swifts in your building every single day. He said, we just didn't think, we thought naively we could still have the coffee shop open. And he said, it's just going to be that crazy.
Yeah.
But
does that
one of the teams is staying there. I just don't know. How does that affect me if I don't live right over there?
If you do live right over there, it does affect you.
Yes, it does. But don't you know that by now?
Do you live
at 95th and Knoll or Row or wherever that is?
I don't think it's been publicly disclosed where Argentina is staying.
I don't think it has, no.
There are a lot of rumors about where they're going to be. But we're talking about the most famous soccer player on the planet.
Yeah.
And there are a number of rumors that it's somewhere out in Wyandotte County. But if that's true, I have no idea. Can you imagine working at that hotel? He has his own security detail. Lionel Messi does.
For these residents who live near the stadium, are they leaving open the potentiality that for whatever reason FIFA decides they cannot go home in a certain window? I mean, if you're telling me I need a permit to get to my neighborhood, that is to suggest that you are in total control of my access point.
That is correct.
Can I not go home?
You can go home, but you're going to have a permit. I wouldn't be holding any watch parties.
Huh.
because your buddies can't get in.
That's a great point. Can I have friends over?
No.
No.
What if there's a medical emergency and my mom is my emergency Sorry, mom.
Well,
can't get in.
Well, I don't think for 99% of people all over town, you're not even going to, I'm not going to say you're not going to know. It's going to be busier around here, but I just don't think.
If you work downtown.
It's going to be a problem.
For 1 month, get ready.
Yeah.
Get ready. Getting in and out of downtown with all that extra traffic is going to be a nightmare. 913-586-7798. We have terrible jokes coming your way at 4:45 this afternoon. Go ahead and start sending in your jokes now if you would be so kind. The text line is 913-586-7798. Terrible jokes coming your way in just a handful of minutes. 913-586-7798. Go ahead and start texting those in right now. Remember, they have to be terrible but arable. Read that, dad jokes, okay? If there's any sexual innuendo, we might laugh privately, but it's not getting read on the air. Okay? Let's go to Josh in Independence. Josh, hello.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
So Dana said that 99% of the people will not really be affected by this World Cup in Kansas City, but I like to call it the trickle-down effect. I'm with a large freight carrier and a very large tractor-trailer, and we've got all sorts of pickups that we do and deliveries downtown. Every one of the areas that these home bases are going to be at are going to be affected by freight or small parcel delivery. And it's going to be bad. A lot of our downtown, we're already thinking about how we're going to reroute it or what we're going to have to tell our customers. Yeah. And there's so much up in the air that we just don't know about.
It's a fair point. Appreciate the call. 913-586.
Part of it you're not going to know until you know.
7798.
Right? I mean, don't you think, like, especially if you're a delivery driver,
you
probably know some things are going to be affected, but are we really going to know until it's here?
And I don't want to take anything away from Kathy Nelson. I think she is just one of the great gems of this city. And all the people who have planned for this FIFA World Cup.
Oh, for so many months.
And they know what's coming. I'm just not convinced that Kansas Cityans know what's coming. And, you know, I've said this before on the air, if we end up getting that Portugal-Argentina game, we're not talking about hundreds of millions of people watching us on TV. We're talking about billions. Because either Ronaldo or Messi is playing in their last game. 913-586-7798. Let's go to Amy on line two. Amy, hi.
Hi, Amy.
Hey, so I live 2.5 miles from Meadowbrook Park. And I walk there every single day.
It's beautiful.
And I usually do it earlier in the morning, but got out of work and I always listen to you guys. So I'm just out walking, crossing the bridge. And all of a sudden I look at the inn and there is like 30 to 40 motorcycle cops in the parking lot, all discussing strategy. So it was just so ironic that you guys are spot on news all the time, because I literally was like, no way is this happening. They just said those two words and all these cop cars were there.
We did not know. I promise you that, Amy.
It was unreal. So I'm like, some place that I go every single day, I don't think about, oh, how is that going to change in a week, you know? But it was just, they didn't get mad at me for taking pictures, but I'll send you guys pictures once I get done doing my run walk. But it was just so relevant at the time. And I'm like, this is crazy. Where are these guys going?
Could you tell if they were from different departments?
Yeah, they were. And they were also sheriffs.
Okay.
So it was outside of just Prairie Village, which is where we're located.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So anyway, I've called in 3 times in my life. I've been listening for 15 years and I was like, oh my gosh, this is, I have to call in. So anyway, you guys are great. Thanks so much. But I'll send in pictures just so you guys can see, but continue doing what you do.
Amy, thank you. Thank you for the call.
Do appreciate it. 913-586-7798. The human population is from the New York Post. The human population of Earth could collapse and be cut in half. In just 40 years, if the conditions on the planet change, according to a chilling new doomsday study, the research reached its grim prediction after analyzing 12,000 years of human population growth and suggested that humanity's growth over the last 50 years could be entirely wiped out by 2064.
Hmm. If conditions don't change?
If conditions on the planet do change.
Okay. Oh, like oh, I get what
global
you're saying.
Warming,
climate change.
Climate change, stuff like that, yeah. By the way, the global population has doubled in our lifetime since 1976.
Yet they say we're not keeping up with the population tipping point.
I mean, we're not, at least not in the U.S.
More people are dying than we are backfilling with new life.
And that's bad?
I've never thought it to be bad because we have a lot of people. But there are, like, what do you call sociologists who say overall it is bad?
It's not bad in the grand scheme of things. It's catastrophic if you wish to continue living the same lifestyle you've been living.
You need more people coming in from the bottom to fill the pockets, literally, of those at the top.
Or fill the jobs. I mean, that burger's not going to make itself.
Well, I mean, Japan has a... If you look at population replenishment as a good thing, Japan has it worse than anybody else on the planet, I believe. At least in the civilized...
there's no room.
First world countries.
There's no room.
Well, there's no room in India.
What? No.
There's no room in China. I mean, those two countries alone have a fourth of the world's population. A fourth.
Well, in the higher socioeconomic countries are the ones that are seeing that depopulation rate. So, you know, the common knowledge is you need a repopulation rate of 2.1 per couple.
Correct.
So that you can make up a little bit for the people that don't have kids. I think the U.S. is at like 1.4 or 1.3
I thought it was higher than that. I thought it was like 1.7 or 1.8.
I don't know. We're not doing what we need to be doing.
Well, we're doing it. We're just...
And
we have a lot of dumb people. I'm sorry. I don't think we need more.
I was just about to say the higher, it's the movie Idiocracy. The higher in the socioeconomic chain are not having kids. Mm-hmm. The bottom of that socioeconomic chain, they're making it up for the rest of us.
We're well aware.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a story out of Florida? Come and get me. Those people are dumb. Anyway. Story here from the New York Post. A shopper at Walmart thought she was buying $3 shoes until dynamic pricing.
Oh, here we go.
Maybe we get into this after 5 o'clock.
We do.
Increased the price by more than six times by the time that she checked out.
How is this legal?
I thought that the price that they had advertised on the shelf was legally the price that they had to charge you. Not a dime more. Not a dime less.
Prove that it said $3 when you picked it up.
Two stores just got caught doing this. One was the DoorDash, Instacart got caught doing it.
That's correct.
Where in certain zip codes, you know, you order a can of beans and it's $1. And then in other zip codes, the exact same store, the exact same price, exact same product was $3. Mm-hmm. And wasn't it Target, the other store that got caught doing it? Dynamic pricing. No, you're gouging people because you think they have more money.
They're all doing it.
How do you change the price from the second I pick up a pair of $3 shoes on the rack?
Online, it's all one big computer system now.
By the time that I get to checkout, it's now not $3, it's $18.
In store, it's demand-based. So they have certain windows where they get more foot traffic. So in theory, demand would be higher. But to Dana's point, in the online shopping space, it's completely based off of your income and what you normally spend, which gives them a pretty good insight into how much money you make.
So let's do this. We'll do terrible jokes coming up in the next segment. We will sit on this story until right after 5 o'clock and then bring it back. I don't think I've ever been the victim of dynamic pricing. Not that I'm aware
of. Can you imagine if you put something on Facebook Marketplace? Just something silly, a Monopoly game.
Okay.
And you said, this Monopoly game that I'm selling, it's not vintage, it's not worth anything. I'm going to charge most people $5 for it. But if you are interested in this Monopoly game and you live in Prairie Village, I want $15. People would think you had gone crazy.
But would a private citizen have the right to do that?
I don't think anyone should be doing it.
913-586-7798.
Can of beans should be what a can of beans is.
We'll get to
universally.
That. Okay, we'll get to that right after the 5 o'clock news. Got her all riled up. We're going to do terrible jokes in just a moment. Send in your arable but terrible jokes to 913-586-7798. It's time for some terrible jokes. Keep sending them in. 913-586-7798.
Mm. Hey, Scott.
Dana.
Did you hear about the invisible man who went to the doctor?
No.
He's still waiting to be seen.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam.
Did you ever wonder why that old man fell down that well?
Why did the old man fall down that well?
Well, he couldn't see that well.
Mm. Hey, Dana. Yeah. I tell you, my wife said to me, I hate myself because I look fat. Would you give me a compliment to make me feel better about myself? And I said, honey, you have perfect eyesight.
Oh, my gosh. Scott Parks.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Dan.
Hey, Scott.
Sam.
Nope, not going with that one.
Okay. Hey, Sam.
Yes?
You know, I no longer see my wife and kids.
Really?
Yeah, it's all because of gambling.
Huh.
I won the lottery and moved to Hawaii.
Did I tell you a man and a giraffe walked into a bar the other day, Sam?
No.
After a few drinks, the giraffe fell over and died, and the man started to walk out, and the bartender stopped him. He said, hey, you can't leave that lion there. The man turned around and said, that's not a lion, it's a giraffe.
Hey, Scott.
Sam.
I bought some shoes from a drug dealer the other day.
Oh.
I don't know what he laced them with, but I've been tripping all day.
All right.
You want to try that again?
I'm hesitant to read this one, and something tells me I shouldn't, but I will. Mm. Hey, Dana.
Yes, Scott.
So I went to the doctor the other day, and he said, I've got bad news, and I've got bad news. Mm. And I said, well, Doc, hit me with the bad news. And he said, well, the bad news is you have cancer and 6 months to live. And I said, oh, my gosh. Darn it, Doc, what's the other bad news? He said, the other bad news is you have Alzheimer's. And I said to the doc, well, at least I don't have cancer.
Oh, my gosh, Scott Parks.
I'm just reading jokes that are sent in on the text line.
Sam, did I tell you my friend, he passed away because we couldn't remember his blood type?
Really?
Hmm.
He was really sick. He kept saying, be positive, but it's hard without him.
What? You want to try that again?
Let's give that another shot.
My friend died because we couldn't remember his blood type.
Okay.
As he lay there in the hospital bed, he kept saying, be positive, but it's hard without him.
Hey, Scott.
Sam?
The other day, I accidentally sprayed myself in the mouth with Axe body spray.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Yeah, now I have an Axe scent.
No.
Sam.
Yes?
From 4165, what do you call a magician who lost his magic?
I don't know.
I am?
I am.
The last three letters of magician.
That Ian. Is.
And he's lost his magic. So
terrible. That is
do you
terrible.
Do you want to try that again?
Ian?
Ian?
I think, yeah.
What do you call a pirate droid?
What do you call a pirate droid?
R2D2.
Hey, Dana.
What?
What is the German word for constipated?
What is the German word for constipated?
Far from pooping.
No.
Here come the pirate jokes.
Laid on
Scott.
Me.
Yeah, Sam.
I don't know if this one's okay. How does The Rock go to the bathroom?
I saw this one. This is on the line, but go ahead.
He Dwayne's his Johnson.
did I tell you the other night I was drinking a martini?
No.
And the waitress screamed, does anyone know CPR? I yelled, I know the entire alphabet. And we all just laughed and laughed, except one person.
Oh, my God. These are bad today.
They're bad.
Why did the pirate go? Where did the pirate go to vacation?
Where did the pirate go to vacation?
He went to go get some R and R. That's it.
All right.
Anybody
else?
Oh, no, not going to read that one.
Hey, Scott.
Sam.
Where do ye find a pirate who's lost his wooden leg?
Sam, where do ye?
Right where ye left
him. The news with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.